I should tell you that there are going to be a number of TAFE jobs lost on the north coast of New South Wales, all the way up to the Queensland border. What I don't like is the language that's used in the way some of these workers have been told their jobs are gone. They've been told their jobs have been, quote, deleted and will be put off before Christmas. It's a pretty brutal way to sack somebody. We had a row last week about the maritime company sacking people by text message overnight on their mobile phones, which was inappropriate as well. The Public Service Association General Secretary, Acting General Secretary Steve Turner, is on the line. Thanks for your time.
Hi, thank you.
Seriously, deleting people's jobs?
That's what they were told by conference, by video conference, that their jobs were going to be deleted, and worse than that, they'll be deleted before Christmas. There's been savage cuts across the TAFE institutes across New South Wales. The North Coast TAFE is laying off these 200 TAFE staff before Christmas. There are several reasons, we believe. One, their computer system went wrong, and there's been a whole lot of botch up of the enrolment, and so they haven't rolled as many TAFE people, not many young people enrolled. And because of the government's cut to TAFE funding, although they're funding the private sector ones, they're not funding TAFE colleges. And so therefore these jobs are being laid off and replaced by some call centre jobs in Port Macquarie, but it won't lead to the face-to-face service and support for students across North Coast TAFE.
We talk often on this program on a Wednesday night with Management Consultancy International's Danny Bielik about how TAFE has been gutted. Why would, is this a state, this is a state government decision, yes?
Yeah, it's a state government decision. They introduced this year, starting this year, a thing called Smart and Skilled.
Which doesn't work.
It doesn't work, and the computer systems that have been bought in to support that new program don't work as well. And so here we're seeing in the North Coast TAFE, lots of enrolments just weren't able to be taken, so not as many students have enrolled because there's been cuts to funding as well, with less enrolment and less funding to TAFE itself. These jobs are being laid off. And to add insult to injury, we've even heard rumours that the institute director will receive a substantial bonus for reducing numbers of staff within TAFE. But here we have young people, we have the skills problem in our workforce, we're needing to train up young people, and young people in this region wanting to get into employment and receive training opportunities just won't be able to access those
We
opportunities.
should be spending more money on TAFE, not less.
We should be spending a lot more money on TAFE. We should be boosting it so that people get that training, they get the opportunity to enter the workforce, and they build up the skills so we've got a good skilled workforce across New South Wales.
So what sort of roles are we talking about here, Steve?
Affect all the sort of non-teaching roles. There's in the student associations where they help the students, the disability services, the support staff in the libraries, the health and safety provisions on campus, all the sort of administration support for the teaching roles within TAFE. There's 200 or plus jobs from those areas because they're saying we don't want the face-to-face support for people on each campus. We'll just do it through a call centre.
And those call centres, I think you say that one of them's going to be based in Kingscliff, is it?
We've heard it could be Kingscliff and Port Macquarie, but they'll be paid.
So how does that work? So you do a course by a comp
well,
over online.
That won't be for the training, but it'll be for the support for the students to support the training. So if they want to find out about how they pay their fees, if they want to find out what their course details are, if they want to find out library staff, if they want to find out support services, they'll probably have to call a call centre. Well, eventually we'll probably even see that call centre going off to some overseas country as well, like all other call centres are. These people have normally done the work on the campus, on the TAFE college, and the students can go and access those people between classes. Those people are all being cut. 200 plus jobs are being cut.
And is it right that North Coast TAFE management, they've had a whole bunch of consultants in because they haven't been able to work out how to implement Smart and Skilled?
Smart and Skilled's been rolled out, and we've heard, yes, they spent large sums of money employing consultants and getting these consultants to come and recommend how to implement Smart and Skilled. And now we're seeing that in order to implement it, having spent all of that money, they've got to sack, delete the jobs of the people who are there to support the students. So they're spending on money on trying to roll out the Smart and Skilled. The computer systems haven't worked, and because of the cut to funding, it's meant that all the support staff for students will be cut.
And have you done an estimate on the number of students who are going to miss out on TAFE training because of this decision, both the inability to implement Smart and also the sacking of these people?
No, we haven't found that out yet, but because we've heard about these...
What would the guess be? I mean, these are students who would be enrolling for next year, right?
These are students who were trying to enrol for this year. Spartans Guild started this year.
Yep.
It started to get rolled out, and it's going to be next year. But we've also heard, because of how it's being rolled out, the costs involved, and because of the cuts to funding, course fees, if you were going to do a hairdressing course, it might have been $2,000 in the past. Next year, it could be $15,000, and greater effects like that. So students not only are finding it more difficult to enrol and to get access, and the enrolments are being botched, but also many students can't afford to go anymore, because rather than it being a good priced course for young people to get the training to enter the workforce, the costs are becoming too exorbitant.
What does the department say when you ask them about this?
Well, we'll follow up about these job cuts now. We haven't had a statement from the department yet. We've just been told from the staff themselves that there was a video conference when they were all told about the job deletions, and we'll be following this up with the department, and if we don't get the right answers from the department, approaching the minister.
We'll keep an eye on it. We'll talk about it again on our Courses and Careers show tomorrow night. Thank you very much, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
Steve Turner there. That does not seem to be too sensible in my view.